Check.
Hello everyone, we are back. And we are on chapter 5 now.
Start, stop recording, checkbox check, start streaming.
now. Our other one, chapter 4 was like almost 5 hours. However, this one isn't going to be near as long. We're on a time crunch here. So. So, last time, what had happened is, you know, Alex got killed because of his deviancy, and also he had escaped from prison anyway, on an attempted murder and a few other charges. So anyway, that's just a little bit of a snippet of what happened. I won't go into too much detail because, well, that would kind of ruin the chapter for other people. So, if you haven't, I would recommend you listen to chapters 1 through 4. Alright? Oh, and also, this content is for mature audiences. This content may include sexual content, scenes, depictions of sex, and sexual descriptions. Viewer discretion is advised. Alright, so, also, I got to say that I am not making fun of, poking fun at, or discriminating against another person. This is just my depiction of their character, not them as a person. Alright.
Here we go.
Without further ado, here is chapter 5. A scene opens up with people laying down in bed. Hey, listen, how did you sleep? If you're awake, that is. Wait, what are you doing up at this time, though? It's about 4:45 in the morning.
I don't know. Reading a book.
Well, I mean, you. It feels like. Like, I don't know if this is true, but to me, it is almost like it's something you're used to. You're used to waking up at this time. I don't know. But.
Yeah, Alex woke us up pretty early. Alex and I would be fucking around this time.
Why? Why at this time? Like, why not at night before you go to sleep? It doesn't make sense. Why would
I don't know.
Why would anyone have sex around this time unless they get extremely turned on? But even then, it would be kind of rude to wake someone up and say, "Hey, I need sex from you."
I don't know.
It doesn't make sense to me. I mean, maybe I'm just being biased, but it just doesn't make any damn sense to me.
You see, it's the title of her book.
Wait, what is it?
Holes by Lewis Satcher? I've read this book twice, and I love it.
I've watched the movie before. Years ago.
The movie's good, isn't it?
It is. It's great.
We should all watch that movie. We should.
Yes, we should, but. Well, unfortunately.
Not this early.
Unfortunately for you, or fortunately, I own a movie theater, so we could use that instead of using these bullshit DVDs. We could just watch it on the big screen.
Cool.
And admission is usually $20 an hour. However, since I own it, no deduction of pay will be required to use it. Wait, did I just hear someone say that they own a movie theater? You own the cinema up the road. It costs $22 million a year to manage, but... well, I don't have to pay shit. But... wait.
What time are we going to see the movie?
Well, I have to schedule it first, because I got to see if I have it in stock. To where we can play it, because I don't even know if I have it in there. I would have to go check the files
shit. It's from 2003. It's from 2003.
Yes, but I would have to check the vault to see if we have it.
It's an old movie. Well, not old.
It's one of the classics.
Yeah, Disney made it. With Louis Sachs's permission, of course.
I don't understand the permission thing, but...
well, you have to have permission from the author, because if you don't, you get sued for that.
I guess it could happen. Wait. I'm so used to hearing Alyssa squeal this early. I'm so used to that by now.
Lizzie notices James looking at her. Couldn't sleep. I'm reading a book. He notices the title of her book is the same as Alyssa's.
You know, I'm still reading this same book. Classic.
Shut up, I like this book. Shut up, I like this book.
It's a classic. Who doesn't?
The movie's even better. The movie's even better.
They hear Raznikov speaking. As I said, Alyssa. I own the movie theater up the road. All we have to do is, all I got to do is see if I have the movie in question. What? What movie is he talking about?
This one.
It's too early for this.
She holds up the title of the book.
But how do we know that he's talking about that movie? Because all we can hear is what they're...
I heard him say it.
I'm used to hearing squealing. This is weird.
I couldn't sleep, so...
but why couldn't you sleep?
Oh, by the way, I keep this... I'm so used to being up at this time. Oh, by the way, I keep this book in our nightstand drawer beside the bed.
What,
for good reason.
You're used to waking up to hearing stick it in harder, deeper, and stuff like that.
Yes.
I mean, feels strange. And why do you keep it in that drawer?
For good reason.
Why?
So I can read it? Duh.
I mean, why not just keep it on the shelf? That way you don't have to go digging for it.
And I gotta search for it if I put it on the shelf.
Nah, you don't. He presses a panel on the wall. Mm-hmm. I had this installed.
What?
He says something into a microphone, and a hand reaches out and sorts through the items and brings him the item in question. No more sorting for us! It does it for us.
Cool!
I installed it last night when you were just staring at the ceiling for whatever reason. Surprised you didn't hear it.
Actually, I'm reading.
I even accidentally squeezed your ass and you didn't even move, so.
I was reading.
I'm pretty sure if I slapped it, you probably would have turned and looked at me. Probably in a not so good way, but.
Joshua peeks in the doorway. Oh, hey. What are you doing in the.
Well, I may have done something last night.
Uh-oh.
And,
Well,
Talia.
What did you do?
Talia was curious, and she wanted to know how to. How to produce, I guess, and. Well, I kind of showed her, and long story short, she might be pregnant now.
He notices Lizzie holding a book.
Ah, that's the same book I read.
What?
Years ago.
I know. Did you see the movie? The movie's even better.
I used to have the movie, but. I don't know what happened to it.
This book is so good. I've read it like 40 times. No joke. That's actually true, though.
I actually watched the movie over 50 times. When I found
it. I did too! Oh my god.
When I found it. I can't remember where I found it, but when I managed to find it, I watched it at least. Oh,
no.
The entire day. It was just.
Yas.
Wait, what were you saying a second ago?
I've read this book 40 times.
Yeah.
No joke.
I mean. It's nice, but the movie's much, much better.
There's 50 chapters, and the movie's 2.5 hours, but it's so worth it. Thank you, Lewis Satcher.
Yeah, the movie's great.
The movie's even better, and he screenplayed on the movie. He actually wrote the screenplay for it.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool, if you ask me.
Alright. Hey, Alyssa, I got some good news, but don't tell your mother.
What?
She might want to disable that intercom before I say this.
Okay.
Disable it.
Yes.
We got it in stock. I've got it loaded and everything.
Oh.
And isn't it your mother's birthday today?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe this will be a surprise for her. Because I know she's seen it before, but has she ever watched it at the cinema?
I don't think so.
Well, got an idea. He picks up the intercom.
What?
May I have everybody's attention? I need every one of you. Well, first I need to have a conversation with Elizabeth for a second. Could you come in here for a minute?
What's this about?
Well, first of all, happy birthday. Second of all, I have something you might like.
Yes?
Well, I can't tell you. It would ruin the surprise.
She holds her book in her hand.
You won't be needing it, though, that book you got there.
Come on, man, I'm on chapter 16 of 50. Come on, man, it's getting
trust
good.
Me, this...
Shit's getting good.
Well, shit's about to get real in a minute. After I show you what I got.
Alright. She puts the book away.
Auto bookmark has been set.
I was reading that!
Well, yeah, I forgot to tell you, I've installed auto bookmarks in every single book that everybody owns. Or make it. So, when you close it,
oh, that's nice.
It sets the bookmarks, so you never lose your shit.
I know, right?
Alright, let's go. Alright, did everybody get ready, or we're just going like this, or what?
I think so.
Wait, where are we going anyway? Hey, Elizabeth.
I have no idea.
Close your eyes.
What? Okay.
Yeah, you may not want to tell her that, because Alex used to tell her that, and she'd close her eyes and he'd grab her ass. Well, I am not Alex. I can assure you of that. I'm not the dirty
Where are we going?
I'm not the dirty son of a bitch like he was. At least, from what I've heard, he's a dirty... He was a dirty bastard.
Where are we going?
You'll see. Right. Lead her over to the seat right here. Lead her over to the seat right here. Okay, now place her in the chair. Place her right there. Alright.
What is this?
You can open your eyes now.
What the hell? Where are we?
We're at the movie theater that I own.
And?
She might want to look at the title card in front of you.
Oh my god. You didn't!
I did. We had the archive. So I decided to set it up.
Hey, where's the popcorn?
I'll have to make it, but normally we charge, but I'm not charging you $17 a bag. Fuck that shit.
What about the sodas or something? Damn, I'm thirsty. Shit.
Well, there's sodas right over there, but again, I'm not charging you money for it.
Ooh. They got Sprite. Anybody want a Sprite?
I mean, they got Dr. Pepper too, so that's good.
I'm getting a Sprite. Let's watch the movie. 2.5 hours of good shit.
Now are you glad that you put the book back on the shelf?
Oh my god, these chairs recline.
Not only that, they can elevate too.
Oh, cool! Whee!
But They also have a built-in cup holder.
Oh, sweet!
Oh, and if you have two side by side, you press a button on the back of one and it turns into a table.
Cool!
This movie theater is expensive as shit, but I own it, so...
Okay, let's watch the movie!
Wait a second. I think I remember you from years ago. Yeah, you came here to watch... I forget the movie years ago. But I do remember your face.
Joshua sits behind Lizzie, who has a content expression on her face. I love this movie.
It's a
classic.
I have a feeling.
It's a classic.
He turns to Alyssa. I have a feeling I probably made her one of the best. She's probably never had a birthday like this before. Well, before probably, but not in a while. But I hope she likes this.
Popcorn?
Oh, I'm gonna give her something for her birthday, alright? Hey, no, don't make those comments at me. Don't make them around me. Do I make myself clear? I mean, I'm gonna give her this sausage later. I don't care what you're going to do to her later. Don't tell me, just keep it to yourself. And I don't think Alyssa needed to know about your meat. Well, I mean, she came from it. Well, that might be true, but I don't think she wants to know about it. Do you, Alyssa?
They see Zero whack Pandansky with a shovel.
Ow! Holy shit. Well, his face is...
Ow! That boy is strong!
His face is going to feel that tomorrow. Wait, did he just run off?
I know, right? Yes, he did. He's running! He's running!
Oh god. Now there's a kid driving the truck. Holy shit!
That's Stanley.
Damn, he ran right into a hole. Shit. Well, he at least tried.
Oops.
Now he's getting out of the truck and running his ass off. Wait, is he running towards that upturned bolt?
The Mary Lou.
Huh. That's interesting. So,
this is a good movie.
Oh god, that warden is a bitch. I can't stand her. At all.
I know, right?
She's like, excuse me that. Well, you're excused, bitch. Get to digging. Okay.
They come to the final scene of the movie.
Serves her right, she got arrested.
I know, right? The end credits play.
In memory of Scott Plank? Oh shit.
In loving memory of Scott Plank.
That is one of the
actors.
Yeah,
he died during the film.
Shit.
I know. He died during the filmmaking. Which is sad.
Yes, it is. So, what should we do now?
7:44 p.m.
I don't know.
They hear a familiar voice. I'll tell you what to do. You grab that ass and you start ramming it. Oh shit. Not this guy again. Wait, but I don't see anybody. What the hell? Do you see anybody here?
He appears as a ghost.
Well, how's everybody doing since I've died?
Terrible. Now that you're here.
Well, I mean, I know I wasn't the greatest, but you weren't not only the greatest, you were also a dick, and you didn't give a shit about how you treated other people. Reznikov, what do you know about that? Because your name isn't really Alex. Your real name is Khrushchev Arznikov. You weren't really... Wait, how do you know my true name? Because Serena is not your sister. What? How do you know that? I know you very well, Khrushchev. Wait.
Lizzie turns to him with the warden's look in her eye. Excuse me?
His name
is
not Alex.
What?
I don't know who forged his birth certificate, but they have the real one right here. Khrushchev Zarkov.
Great.
Relatives.
All right, Alex, or whatever your real name is.
Serena, can I have a talk with you for a minute?
Sure.
You know the guy who walked around claiming to be Alex and that he was your brother?
Uh-huh.
He wasn't. He faked it.
What?
His real name is Khrushchev Rakov. Resnik, or whatever I said. Anyway, his real name is Khrushchev. You little ass. The reason why he didn't care about you is because he never knew you.
What?
Yes, he didn't really know you until a few weeks ago. You know that security footage he showed you?
Yeah?
It was all fabricated. Made up. It never really happened. Remember?
Lizzie turns to him. You know, I think you should get out of here.
You think I should? But what are you going to do if I don't? I will get
Excuse
this...
me.
I will get this vacuum cleaner and suck you myself. Well, suck me then.
Excuse me.
Give me a good suck. I need it. Okay, I don't have time for your
Excuse
shit.
Me.
I've got some people to help take care of here.
Excuse me. He looks at her frightened.
What? I apologize. I'll go.
Joshua looks at her stunned.
Oh.
That's right. I did it. I went there.
He floats out the door. I'm getting the hell out of
I
here.
went there. I went there. You know what I did, right? You know what I did, right?
Scared the shit out of him.
Yeah, but do you know how?
You use the warden's look.
Exactly.
She can be annoying though,
She's a
but
bitch. She's a bitch, but it works. I mean, Stanley did it to her at the end, so it's only fair.
yep. So
It's only fair.
Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Right. Serena is not his sister, as you know.
Okay.
She's actually
So that it.
Joshua's sister that he lost contact with years ago. Wait, what? There's no way. Hold on. He pulls out a photo.
Huh?
Wait a minute. Wait. Serena, do you know this photo? Do you remember it? He holds out a photo to her.
Oh my God. That was when we were babies.
Carried that with me for years. Not really knowing who my sister
Wait.
was, but.
Oh my God, that's you. Oh.
Yeah, and you tortured me a few weeks ago, or
Terminal Ops 30.0.0 profile.
about a month or so ago. Well, it's the fact that you didn't know. Trust me. I know you didn't know. And you were not abandoned at all. I saw that footage too. You were not abandoned, trust me. He left because he felt like you would have a better life where you were. And he didn't want to interfere with it. Because to him, everything looked fine. Little did he know you were not fine at all. How do you know that? Because for the past few years I've been kind of spying on you both to make sure everything was okay. But I don't need to worry anymore because everything seems okay now. Remember the day when I vowed to protect you, both of you. You never made that vow to me.
Michael has logged in. Michael joined. Stop, start streaming.
Anyway, like I was saying, remember the time I vowed to protect you both?
Yes.
Well, I didn't know how to contact you before because I didn't know where you were, so I did something that I'm not particularly proud of, but I'm kinda glad that I did do it. You know those necklaces that you found on the road a few years ago?
Yeah.
Well, they had a tracker inside of it, but for a very good reason. I wanted to make sure that you both were safe, as my promise. Told your mother before she sadly passed away from an illness. So your mother did not abandon you. She didn't want either of you to see her in that state. I unfortunately watched her last breath as she took it. You know how hard that was for me to watch. Do you have any idea how hard that was to watch?
No.
I watched your mother die.
Probably tries to get Liz's attention.
I think
James, I think Lizzie's listening to music on her headphones again.
I know I get her attention.
Yeah.
He squeezes her ass. Whoops.
She doesn't move.
Damn it. Try this. He spanks her on the ass.
She doesn't move.
Well, I guess I have no other choice. He kisses her deeply. Come on.
He doesn't move.
Shit. I know how to get her attention. And no, it's not an evil. It's not anything disgusting. Watch this. He waves something in front of her. The music being replaced with loud static.
Hey!
Talia's trying to get your attention.
For what?
I don't know. Talia,
what do you want to eat lunch at?
What?
I don't know. Pizza Hut?
She's a little irritable. But... wait, did you say... did you just ask her where she wanted to have lunch at?
Yes.
They own a 5-star restaurant up the road too. If you want to check that out. How do you own
whatever,
all these-
whatever, can we just get something to eat?
What is wrong with you? Trust me, asking her that may not give you the best response. I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Well, for one thing, you stopped my music.
I even tried getting your attention. My tactics didn't work either.
Oh.
How? Are you asking how I try to get your
yes.
attention?
How?
Like this. He squeezes her ass. And then I tried this. He spanks her ass. And when that didn't work, I tried this. He kisses her deeply.
I'm listening to this.
I don't know what that is, but...
eh. It's the whole soundtrack. Look.
Oh, it is, but...
I Will Survive by Stephanie Bentley.
Nice. Anyway,
she puts her headphones back in.
Well, I guess talking to her is kinda pointless right now. I tell ya.
Yeah.
Why is she being moody as hell, though?
One thing you should never do is interrupt her when she's listening to her favorite songs.
Alex appears again.
Sorry. There is nothing to repeat.
Stop record. Start streaming. Checkbox not checked. Scene ramp. Controls window. Start streaming.
Alex appears again. Well, she's distracted. So now I can say what I want to say. And she won't even notice because she's listening to something. He approaches Alyssa. Oh, hey there. How have you been since you killed me?
I've been great.
So what about their finances? How are they? Okay, one, never
They're
ask
fine.
Never ask anyone about their finances. Two, you drained her bank account. How do you know that? Because I know how you are. And actually, I don't even think she used half of those dildos you used on her credit cards. How do you know that? You don't know what she used. Half of them were not opened. Alyssa.
This is six. This is the same song once again.
Alyssa. Probably wish you could punch him right now, don't you?
Yes.
Wait, did he really drain all your credit cards with dildos and shit?
Yes, he did.
But why?
I don't know.
Do you ever use them? Oh god, I can't believe I just asked that. I don't know if
Not
I...
really.
Damn it. So you wasted your money for nothing. Alright. I need... Just wish I didn't...
Joshua do... tried to get his attention since the car.
I wish I didn't do what I did before, though. Guess there's nothing that can be done now. Eh, well, bullshit. I don't give a shit. Whether you say, oh, I wish I didn't do this, I wish I didn't do that. But you didn't give a fuck about how we felt, did you? No. You just
he
wanted
fades.
To, you just wanted to be... Why did he leave like that? I was talking,
Joshua tries once again.
Bitch.
Joshua tries once again to get Lizzie's attention.
Come on. I wouldn't do that if I were you.
She turns to him with a mad look on her face.
Damn.
Take your phone from her.
Whoops.
No, you don't.
Yeah, don't do that.
He jumps over the seat.
Whoop.
Got it.
Damn. I try to move fast enough, but I guess. Yeah, never do that.
I'm in my period.
Wait, what?
I'm in my period.
That explains your moodiness.
What moodiness?
You're getting irritable very quickly. Oh yeah, also one thing to never do. Never. Ever. act like you're gonna grab her there when she's on that, because if you even act as if you're gonna do it, she's gonna kick you square in your dick.
Someone starts cramping because of her jumping over the seat.
What the hell? What was that?
We gotta get home.
What did you do?
There's blood on the seat.
Shit. So what? Did you try to jump when you were bleeding from that?
Yes.
Why would you do that?
Joshua took my phone from me.
He was trying
to big mistake.
He was trying to ask you a question, but
big mistake.
Well, I mean, the only person that I see is suffering from it is you, but we need to get you back to the house, though, to have you dead. Sure that nothing major has happened. Right?
Whatever.
I'm going to do something that I've never done before. Elizabeth, stand up on this, stand up on this seat. What are you gonna do? Trust me. This is something I've never done before, and the only reason why I'm doing it is because I'm worried about her situation. Okay. Stand up on that seat.
She has her headphones in with the volume turned up.
Great. Hold on. I can talk to her like this. She begins to sign. Can you stand up on this seat?
Stand.
He reaches out and lifts her over his shoulder. Alright. I'm going to carry her there. You crazy? She's way too heavy for you to do that. Oh yeah? Watch this. He lays her across his shoulders. As if nothing. Now. I'm going to carry her down here. And lay her on the bed. Alright. Okay. She's smiling though. I don't know if she's smiling because of me or she's smiling because of what she's listening to. Could be a combination of both, who knows? She won't talk to anybody right now anyway, not even me, so.
Well, for one thing, she has her earbuds in.
I mean, I can't even get her attention, so.
Fine. You want me to take him out? I'll take him out.
All right. Anyway, we need to get her back there. We don't know what we have. Depends on how high she jumped, the friction could be bad. But we're going to take a look whenever we get back. To make sure that nothing major has happened.
Joshua notices how many times she's listened to I Will Survive.
What is this?
What? It's I Will Survive off the Hole soundtrack by Stephanie Bentley when showcasing Kate Barlow running, picking up the money. Or were you not paying attention during that scene?
Alright, she's on the TV. I can tell you that right now. Mood is rapidly changing. Don't know if she's going to be sad the next minute, though. Have to be very careful what we do. He lays her out on the bed. Is there anything I can get you?
No.
She's not sad, she's pissed. Yeah, I figured that. You didn't have to tell me. I already knew it. Alex appears in front of her in spirit form. Oh, hey there. How are you doing today, Miss Lady? Lady? That's not her name, for one. And I think part of the reason why she's pissed off is because of you.
Get out of here.
Did I not give her enough last time? Does she want around too? She doesn't want anything to do with you, first of all.
James, get out of my face.
Ew. Well. Okay. She's not in the best of moods. I wouldn't mess with her. I'm not even going near her.
Joshua tries to step near her. Don't you dare.
Alright, everybody, no one go near her right now. She needs her time to herself. I was gonna give her something, but... Wait, what is it? Oh, just something that I found that I thought she might like, but... That? Something that I know she... He walks out the door.
What?
I've never seen her this irritable. How much more second I've seen her like this before. Why she's like this. Get why, but like I've seen her like this before. Period is not, it's very stressful on a woman. What the hell? Oh, sorry, I forgot to tell you. I was in here. But, anyway, a period on a woman is very stressful. Should probably go.
James, don't you know where to calm her down?
Not like this. I don't. Not like this. I've this point.
Well, there is one way.
She doesn't want us around.
There is one way.
She doesn't want us around, apparently.
Wait.
What?
That lullaby from Holes, didn't it calm her down?
I don't know, but I got something for her, but remember earlier when I said I was going to go do something?
Uh-huh.
Oh. I got her the entire soundtrack to that now. Doesn't know it yet.
Like, on a CD?
Yeah. The entire thing.
Give me that CD. Which one is the lullaby? It's the last one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more upbeat than it is from the movie, but yeah, should be the last one.
It plays.
He turns to walk out.
She notices. What the hell? What is this?
I was going to give this to you, but
I love you.
Soundtrack to this.
I'm sorry, I've just been really stressed lately.
And I don't think I make it any better. You dick! How the hell did you get back in here? I can get through the cracks in the roof, you son of a bitch. You don't know how ghosts work, do you? Alright, you son of a bitch, you need to get out of here before I suck you dry. Well, don't get threaten me with a good time. No, I will literally suck you with this vacuum. Don't play with me. Oh, suck me, daddy. I'll suck you, alright. He presses a vacuum into his form and begins to vacuum him in. Oh shit, he wasn't playing. Somebody help me. Oh. Nope. Nope, I'm not helping you. Nope. Nope.
Does anyone else want to help him after what he did?
Joshua notices the soundtrack playing.
Where did you even get that?
Amazon!
I got it for like 20 bucks on Amazon, so. For shipping, so. That's great. Why was she this irritable though? Like, I don't care. Oh, she's standing right.
I've just been really stressed with Alex coming back and just my period starting and then you guys trying to get my attention. Just
that explains why you flinched whenever I squeezed it earlier. But why didn't you tell me you were on it though?
I don't know.
Because a woman doesn't like to admit when she's on it. How would you know? How do I know? I'm a doctor. I know these things. A lot of women don't like to admit when they start. And I sucked Alex in.
She hugs Joshua. She hugs Joshua. I'm sorry. She hugs him. Okay. I did kick you in the face. Oops. That was my fault.
Also, when you jumped over that thing, you kinda hit me in the face. Well, your thing.
Sorry.
I kinda could tell. Whoops. You were on it, by the way, from the trajectory of it, cause blood kinda splattered in my face when you landed.
Ew!
Eh, that happened to me. Well, not in that way, but when I went to go do something, she kinda squirted blood in my face. So, yeah. That is kind of nasty. So,
She falls asleep in James's arms.
So, are you talking in her sleep?
She sleeps peacefully.
I'm going to fix his crack so that he can't come through the door or anything else. Dear.
James tucks her into bed.
Put earplugs on you too. Suddenly hammering.
What?
Drilling begins to come from upstairs. But the earplugs muffle the sound, so she does not awaken. Good thing I put those on her. Alex floats into Alyssa's room. Well, this is a great sight I remember.
Oh my god.
You're laying on the bed. Legs spread. Alyssa, your legs are kind of spread open. Like wide. You might want to close him because he's standing right above you. Or hovering above you. So. Does he make you uncomfortable when he comes around?
Yes.
Oh, come on, Alyssa. You know you like this cock. What dick? You don't have a dick anymore. Your dick is nothing but air. Oh, damn. Well, it's true. He doesn't have a dick anymore. He's dead. So what do you want me to do?
sexual.
Hmm?
What do you want me to do?
I don't know.
I mean, hey, Alyssa. Remember when I would tie you down and eat your pussy? Enough of that. You know... Wait, what were you saying, Alyssa?
I don't know what you... What do you want to do with him?
I would like to do something to you, Alyssa, because it would remind me of the shit we used to do. I'm not going to touch her. Who are you to decide that? I'm her protector. But I also might have feelings for her though. I'm not going to say anything else about it. Because I don't know if she'd feel. Anyway, you come near her, you die. I'm already dead. Well, then I destroy your spirit. What are you going to do? He swings and makes contact. Air falls to the floor. Cloud. Oh, what the hell? You did not just hit me in the head. Oh, no.
They notice Lizzie dressed in a Kiss and Kate Barlow outfit. The hell?
What the fuck is that?
You like?
Wait, who are you again? I can't really see who.
Kissing Kate Barlow, Catherine, school teacher?
No, I mean, who are you? Because I can't really see your face.
It's Elizabeth.
Oh, hey there, Elizabeth. It's me, Alex. I'm above you, and it. That outfit you're wearing makes me want to fuck you even more. You will not put a hand on her.
To grab the pistol.
No, it won't work. He's just air, so if you shoot him, it will go right. It probably will kill me. It wouldn't. Well, your daughter is on the other side of him, so if you shot him, it would probably kill her. And I don't think you want to do that.
She drops the pistol, accidentally making it go off, shooting Joshua in the head. Oh god! Oh no!
Drops the
floor. No, no, no! I'm so sorry.
Well, he's not dead. He'll just be in a coma for a few weeks. Luckily, it missed his brain and it embedded itself into his head. Very lucky.
She hugs him. Talia sits with him.
Alex's form approaches Elizabeth from behind. Now I get to pounce on her nice ass. Oh no, you don't. He counters and knocks Alex to the floor. You will not touch that woman. Wait, how are you able to hit him? Have the ability to hit undead.
or spirits.
I feel so bad for shooting Joshua in the head.
That is why you never play with a loaded gun. What do you want to do? Pretty sure he'll forgive you for. Do you know that for sure, though? No, I don't. That's sure there's fire way to. Make sure she feels okay about the situation. Telling her you don't know if he'll forgive her for it. Great! I mean, I really don't know. You okay? Her tightly. I know it was an accident. That was my gun, and the target was her mouth. Shit, that would be fantastic. Alright, dude, you're starting to piss me off. You need to stop with your antics. I'm a spirit, you can't get rid of me. My God? Hey, Elizabeth. And Alyssa.
Yeah? What?
You got the problem.
What's wrong?
Flatlined. I'm going to have a dual CPR. Second. Tell you, you want to help me with this, or you want to... Tell you. Do you want to help me with this?
Sure.
Okay. He's alive. He's awake too.
As he walks to him. Hey. She hugs him. I did not mean to shoot you in the head. What?
I don't know if you
are. I know. Talia hugs him. He looks at her.
I
Joshua, it's me, Talia. She kisses him and he remembers everything. Holding her. He sits her on the bed. He accidentally shot you in the head.
He hugs her.
Wait, what are you doing?
You're getting a little bit close. Oh. I can't really tell what I'm doing right now.
I gotcha. Look. You get some rest. We'll check on you later, okay?
Start streaming, check. Stop recording, check. Box, check.
So, tell you, I don't understand. Why would she be playing with a loaded gun?
What? She was trying to shoot Alex, and he's a spirit, so it wouldn't work. So, she dropped the pistol, and it just went off.
I'm kind of tired, though. Think we can go to sleep.
He falls asleep.
It's okay. It's been a long day. Hey, Alyssa. Can I lay down next to you this time, or what?
Sure.
He snuggles up to her. To sleep now. If you have any problems, just wake me up. I'll fix it later.
Start stream, stop recording, check box, check.
I am tired, but wait. Where the hell? Where's Elizabeth? Has anybody seen her?
No.
Shit. I'm going to go find her. I will report back what I find. Everybody, just search around the house or something. I'm going to look in open areas that have a wider range. They all begin searching for her. Well, that's chapter 5. Yeah, we're sorry we had to make it shorter, but we were on a time crunch, and also I'm getting tired as fuck. So, yeah. I'm getting tired, and she has to get up early as hell in the morning, so.
So she can get to work.
No, seriously, she's gonna work tomorrow. She does have to work tomorrow, so. Yeah, I'm still kind of in character.
I was supposed to go to work today, but
she wasn't aware of it until later, so. Anyway, we hope you've enjoyed Chapter 5. Is there anything you want to say before we end it?
No.
Alright. Well, that's the end of Chapter 5 for y'all. We'll see y'all in the next one.
Seed Ramsey controls window. Start streaming. Check. Stop recording. Check. Box checked.